T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Show. Great to have you around this evening, and it's always good to talk to Adam Kaplan from ESPN. He is on the edge of all NFL news. As a matter of fact, he was the one who broke the news about the Michael Crabtree extension, a very good deal for the Raiders. And I'll tell you, it was a weekend for the Raiders, Adam, that no one's going to forget soon. That was about as big of a tale of two different halves football game as I've seen in my life.
Damon, the story of that game was that based on the first half, they probably should have been down by more than 12 to nothing. It looked awful after a quarter. It looked like they were going to get blown out. But the defense, especially Khalil Mack, held the score down. They did a great job. The offense was absolutely anemic. They could not run the football, which has been a problem for several weeks now. And you know, you never thought that they could come back to the game. I picked the Broncos because I just simply didn't think the Raiders could win a big game like that. And their defense really hung in there despite being sort of undermanned in the secondary. You've got to give Jack Del Rio and his coaches credit. And then Derek Carr, as you saw in the second half, when he had to make big throws, he made them. The Michael Rivera touchdown, which was tremendous. What a great route he ran. And Seth Roberts, again, coming up big. Good job of scouting by the Raiders. They've come up big here. They're certainly doing a lot better than most people thought they would do this season.
Yeah, they used a few moments to strike for the play when they needed it. And, you know, they're looking at bubble screen on 3rd and 13, and it goes nowhere twice. And it ends up being the gotcha setup play that they faked when Rivera scored that go-ahead touchdown. So it ended up working out. But getting back to Latavius Murray and this lack of running game, it's a lack of running game with a running back who leads the AFC in rushing. Something's not computing.
Yeah, here's the deal. What the Raiders would like out of Latavius Murray is to run with more power. He's 6'3", 225, but he's almost a finesse runner. What happens is they want him to be physical through the hole. He's just not that type of runner, which is why he's going to have competition next year. It's just a matter of who that's going to be. We're obviously a long ways away from that being in December, but they like him to be more physical, that get those so-called tough yards. He just doesn't do that. They were hoping Roy Helu would do that when they signed him, but he's unable to do that. That's why you've seen Jamie Zalawale get involved more as a running back now, because they need a big physical back, and he is that guy.
Adam Kaplan from ESPN here on 95.7 The Game. Khalil Mack, before we move on, absolutely had a coming out party, and I think he's very quickly joining the best at his position conversation. Now the question is, what's his position? Is he a defensive end? Is he an outside linebacker? Is he a stand-up linebacker who puts his hand down? How would you describe him?
You know, it's a great question. I think, and I wouldn't have thought this a couple of years ago, but we've seen it with Von Miller. Von Miller really made his hay with the Broncos as a stand-up outside linebacker on the strong side in a 4-3 defense. Now he's playing outside linebacker in their 3-4 defense under Wade Phillips. Now, I think when you talk to people around the league about this player, he probably would be best in a 3-4 defense as an outside linebacker, but they're running a 4-3. And now he's having to play more defensive end because Alden Smith is out. He could play either. I think it kind of works. Now I would tell you, as someone said to me, he's very smart. Wait till he really figures out, despite how well he's playing, how to play at the NFL level, because he's a little bit raw. He's improving on his technique. But once he figures it out, he could wind up being, other than, I would say, Fletcher Cox of the Eagles, who's playing out of his mind, and obviously J.J. Watt, I think Mack could be the NFL's third best defensive player down the line. He's that talented.
He's been something else, and you can see in clear focus now the potential that they drafted out of University of Buffalo. Adam, before we move on to the 49ers and what's going on there, is there any chance that Brock Osweiler isn't the splash the Broncos thought he looked like and he did look like a week or two ago, and that Peyton Manning may make a return here at some point?
I think he's going to – the talk around the league is that it's going to be Brock Osweiler the rest of the way, barring a complete meltdown over the final three games from Osweiler. I just think it's going to be Osweiler. It's very tough to ask Peyton Manning to come back from this significant injury. Plantar fascia tear, it's a significant injury. It's hard to throw with that. I just don't see them doing that. I don't see them going back to Peyton. Now, the other thing is Osweiler's in the final year of his rookie deal. What is his future? And if they can't get him signed, will they use the franchise tag? That's what's absolutely facing, I think, the Broncos this offseason. And then, of course, what to do with Peyton Manning and his future. Peyton's a guy who still could start out. By the way, I'm with those people at 39 years old, Peyton Manning. I still think he could be a starter. I just think that you have to understand he's had some bad luck with injuries. I'm not one of those people who's saying, well, it's down the hill now. He's having all these injuries now. He's done. I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a second.
Adam Kaplan joining us here on the Damon Bruce Show. What is it about him, though, that keeps you believing there's something that can compete at the NFL level with an NFL legit quarterback arm? Because it does look he does look spent to me. And he looks spent after the rest of the off season. It's not like he wore down in week 15, 16, 17. He looked worn down in week one.
Did you see him in that Packer game, though, before they shut him down here? He was tremendous when the Bronco defense shut down Aaron Rodgers. He played really well. And then you saw against Kansas City, I mean, he clearly shouldn't have been playing. It was just kind of one of those things where he just couldn't throw anymore. He couldn't push off that bad foot, which is the left foot, I believe. But there's nothing wrong with the shoulder. That's the issue. When the arm starts to go, then he's done. It's just that plantar fascia, I mean, it's something – It'll eventually go away. I mean, it'll eventually tear away, but right now it hasn't, and he's got to deal with it.
Jim Tom Sula doesn't look like an NFL head coach. He's certainly not getting the results that anyone wanted to see him get. You know, Jed York made a bet on a number that everyone said, well, that number's not coming in, man. Those are long odds. And here we are. That was a you might be the worst team in football loss to the Cincinnati or to the Cleveland Browns there. Now they've got the Cincinnati Bengals without Andy Dalton coming in. We'll get to that in just a second. But to say things have not gone according to plan is a huge understatement, unless, of course, you knew that Tom Sula, which, you know, wasn't going to work, which is pretty much everybody.
Well, here's the thought here. I think most people around the league thought, because of all the departures in the offseason, the four retirements, and then Alden Smith's situation, it's probably going to be a 500 team. Now, that's if Colin Kaepernick's a quarterback and playing fairly well. He played horribly. Let's face it. He regressed significantly. Carlos Hyde had a broken foot, so they couldn't run the football. And despite having a veteran staff, I mean, you know, with all this going on, I mean, they shouldn't have more than five wins. And you look at the team now, after the really nice come-from-behind win at Chicago, then you just talked about it at Cleveland, which is about as bad as losses as you can have. They just clearly didn't look right. I mean, you could certainly question whether Tom Sula should return, but he does have time on his contract. They owe him a decent amount of money. I just think I'd like to see Jim Tom Sula with a decent roster, and that's the problem. There's so many problems here, which, and you and I talked about this the last time. We knew this wasn't a great roster, but I would think, if we're being honest here, the most people thought the team would be better. It's very hard. It's very hard to evaluate this football team. There are just so many issues. So many issues. When you can't run it, you don't throw it that well. Although Blaine Gabbert's been a nice story for them. He's been sort of a game manager, and this is probably, by the way, the best he's ever played. But let's face it. This roster, not good enough. A lot of it is stuff that you couldn't have predicted. But when your quarterback, your guy, the guy that you paid a lot of money to, isn't available, you're simply not going to be as good. We all knew that.
So are you putting a little bit more of the blame, if you will, on the doorstep of Trent Baalke rather than Jim Tom Sula?
I say, you know, it's could you blame him for the four retirements? No, you couldn't do that. And then Anthony Davis decides he's going to retire after the draft. So that was a tough deal. I think everyone's got a hand in it. Everyone's got a hand in here. But the fact of the matter is, I think Jed York's got to look at this. How does this team become better? Is it the coach? Is it personnel? What is it? It's not just so easy to point at Jim Tomsula and say, okay, well, this team should have been better. He's out. I just don't think it's that fair to say that. I hear what you're saying, but it's not just one part of the team. The roster needs improvement, and they've decided to go very young here. But let me ask you this question. What were your expectations, Damon, before the season started?
Disaster. And I think they're meeting those expectations.
That was your opinion. That's
yeah,
fine.
I mean, I really thought that any organization in the business of football thinks their organization gets better without Jim Harbaugh in it, and then the replacement is this guy. Like, there is no follow-up question. Like, I don't even want to talk football with you if you think you're better without Jim Harbaugh.
No. Hey, let me just tell you something. Jim Harbaugh is probably, had he not left, one of the top three NFL head coaches by far. Phenomenal football coach. But based on their relationship, they could not go further. This was not about ability to win. I mean, Jim Harbaugh is a phenomenal football coach. I mean, we all know that. I mean, everyone knows that. But to your point, you have to make a decision here. Where are you going to go for your next head coach? They decided to go with the in-house candidate. Now, everyone has their opinion whether that was right or wrong.
Oof. Anyways, let's move on to this. Not an if, but almost when question. When Kaepernick hits the open market, who's going to be the first to give him a call looking for a date?
It's got to be with a team that wants a mobile quarterback that will have a system that will take advantage of his ability. Because he has lost so much in mechanics, accuracy, and just where he is as a quarterback. Some people have talked about Chip Kelly and the Eagles' offense. Yes, I think he'd be a system fit, but Chip Kelly's big on accuracy. I think Colin Kaepernick has lost so much in his accuracy. He has regressed so much. When people watch his tape, you just don't know what he can regain. It's not an ability problem. It's a performance problem.
Would one might say that Colin Kaepernick is the case study to show you how good of a coach Jim Harbaugh really was?
Here's the thing: is it Greg Roman who's done a tremendous job with Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah.
You tell me how a quarterback could drop off so much. I have no answer for that. And by the way, though, let's call it straight. Let's talk reality here. Colin Kaepernick regressed last season. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not
right.
A secret.
All right. Since we're talking about quarterback drop-off, let's talk about the drop-off of Andy Dalton. I mean, we got Bengal critics who have perched their careers on the criticism of this guy not being the guy. You'll never win in the playoffs with him. Well, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. Will Cincinnati's fall be as dramatic as Dallas's without Tony Romo, or are they better built than that?
A.J. McCarron, a thought around the league is that he's not bad. He's sort of a game manager with a decent arm. You saw that bomb to A.J. Green, but there's a reason why he was a fifth-round pick. The league clearly thought he was not good enough to be a starter. The way you think is rounds one through three, you're drafting one through two, you're definitely drafting a starter. Third is a low-end starter. After that is a backup. So he's going to have to show that he's more than a backup, a good backup. That's kind of the way you look at it. I think looking at their schedule and the fact that McCarron has not been a starter before, they're going to make the playoffs. But I'll tell you what, Pittsburgh may make this very interesting over the final 3 weeks because based on the way that they're playing, and Andy Dalton, by the way, not only was his best season and with the talent around them, this guy was looking like a top 10 quarterback, but now coming off of a broken thumb that won't be repaired, he's probably, from talking to people, not going to be available at the earliest, the first round of the playoffs, so that might be charitable. It's a problem. I mean, this Bengals team is certainly not going to be the same.
A lot of talk about Cam Newton winning the MVP, and I think he should. Normally, Tom Brady's the default setting of MVP the way Jordan was, but every now and then there's an extraordinary season that takes it away from the default setting. I think Cam Newton is having one. And much like Tom Brady, this guy is having a monster year with guys around him most NFL fans could not name. I mean, it's Cam Newton, the Panthers, and Luke Kuechly, and Jaime Moreno, their Spanish announcer, who to me is as important as anybody on the team. Are you surprised that this team is going 16-0? I think they're going to go 16-0.
Well, here's the issue now. Greg Olsen, their tight end, has a sprained knee. It's a minor sprain. He's probably going to be available if they want him to play this week. Jonathan Stewart has a sprained foot. The MRIs were clean for Stewart and Olsen. Now, we don't know if Stewart's going to be available this week, but you got to be careful. They, you know, it's funny. You mentioned the situation, you know, on offense that kind of a bunch of no names. Remember, their best receiver towards ACL, Kelvin Benjamin, is not available this season.
Yeah.
Just shows you the value of coaching. And to your point, you really make the best point of all. It's how he makes others better. Cam Newton, that's the best example you could give as a quarterback making others around him better. No one better than Peyton Manning and Brady have done it. I'd put Cam Newton's performance this season right up there. I think it's a great point.
Adam, we got to get going, and I know you do too. I just got to get this out of you, and I know that you're an X's and Go's. You're a player personnel inside the locker room guy. You're not a business of football type.
A little bit.
Yeah, I know you are, yeah. But I mean, I always like talking. I never ask you business questions. I save those for other people, but I am going to ask you a business question about NFL relocation to L.A., and forget that this is the Raiders station. Forget that you're talking to the Bay Area right now. Forget about the Raiders, forget about the Rams or the Chargers. What's best for L.A.?
That's a great – well, that's the problem. It's so complex. I've been dealing with this thing for the L.A. question for 6 months. I thought we would have had an answer before. What's best for L.A.?
I feel like no one's even asking that question.
But the problem is, Damon, what's best for the NFL is that the Raiders could stay in Oakland because that's where they belong. Problem is they can't get a stadium there. It will never happen. So that's one problem. Then the other problems are simple. The Chargers can't stadium there in San Diego. They're best off to me in Carson, joining with the Raiders. That's my opinion. That's not the way a lot of people in the league feel. But I think that's the most viable situation, going to Carson and the Rams going to Inglewood if they move. Obviously, that seems like the most likely scenario that the Rams move. But it's amazing to me. We're in December here. That we don't know what's going to happen. I thought for sure, I was at the October owners meetings. They weren't even sure then, and here we are 2 months later. We still don't know.
I'll tell you what, if Adam Kaplan were leading the meeting, this would be settled by now, don't you think?
First of all, that's it's funny you say that. This is Roger Goodell's one of his biggest challenges since he became a commissioner in 06, is he's got these, and by the way, these owners don't agree on a lot. To get these owners to agree on this situation, who should get what, is going to be perhaps the biggest challenge of his career. No question about it.
Wow. Adam, great to talk to you as always, man. Thank you so much. And if we don't get in touch with you before the end of the year, well, shame on us because it's always great. And happy holidays.
Thank you.
Thank you. And what we've got coming up for you in just a minute here is a little something we like to call the Tuesday trifecta. We got to set that up. Our topic, stuffed. I'm stuffed. Stuffed is our topic. We'll have that in just a second. I want to take the last remaining caller on hold before we dedicate our call screening to only trifecta calls. This is James in Vallejo. James, how are you? What do you got for us?
Hey, I was listening to that whole thing about Rajon Rondo and his choice of words to the referee. And, back in the day, that same word, at least when I was growing up, referred to a cigarette. So over time, these kind of things have to be looked at before we speak.
Sure. I've got a guy here on my text line who says, look at the word lame. We now use the word lame. That's lame. And we don't think twice. We don't think anyone is offended. He said, look, lame used to be used to talk about people who can't walk or to describe an injury, but we have now so appropriated it to describe something as substandard that there's no more insult added at all.
And there was the word punk, too. They used to be called a punk back in the day.
Yeah, well, we know all about that. Thank you very, very much.
And then there's the word beep.
Yeah, and then there's the word that gets us thrown off the air, and we won't get to that. I think this sums up how I feel. I'm not saying that the word is good. I'm not saying that anything noble happened on the court. But nobody died. Nobody lost. Nobody should lose a minute's sleep over it. And this is how I feel, summed up on the text line, better than I can even say it. It used to be sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Now it's sticks and stones may break my bones, and your words literally hurt so much that you are Hitler. And that's where we are. People live to be offended, live to be outraged. There is a group of people who get up in America every morning and go online looking for something to deeply offend them. And it's so easy to find if you're looking for it everywhere. It really, really is. That's why I don't even bother asking, are you offended by this anymore? I don't care. I don't care. I don't care what I say, how it may or may not offend you. You have a choice to listen to the show or not. If you choose to listen to this show, you're choosing to maybe be offended by something that you didn't want to hear. Should you hear the thing you didn't want to hear, I bet you live through the night.
I think you'll be okay.
I bet you make it home safe and sound. So what we're going to do now, Danny, is only take Tuesday trifecta calls, and our topic tonight is stuffed. Let me give you our three questions, and then we will take your calls in the order in which they arrive, and we'll also be giving away a pair of tickets to the Guardsman Tree Lot Party, which we'll also tell you more about in just a minute as well. So our Tuesday trifecta topic is stuffed. First question. When is the last time in sports you said, all right, enough is enough? You have had it up to here. You don't want to hear another thing about this topic. You don't want to spend another minute of conversation on this topic. You don't want to hear your favorite host on your favorite station, on your favorite show talking about this topic. One of them for me certainly was in play today. Peter F. Rose. What are we talking about? You telling me that the lifetime ban is still being served in his lifetime? Good!
Makes sense.
Good! But we talked about it an awful lot. I had people begging me, Damon, please move on. I don't want to hear another minute of Pete Rose. So obviously, he's part of what you're fed up with. Topic is stuffed. When is the last time in sports when you've just said, I've had enough? Believe it or not, for some people, Steph Curry.
No.
The streak.
Never.
Telling you. So that's question number one. The last time you were over a topic, didn't want to hear another word. All right, now we're going to give you the chance to do something athletically that you probably cannot do on your own. You can block anyone in sports. What would it be? Now, you could take that interpretively. You could say, well, I would love to block Blake Griffin going in for a Mama Chewbacca dunk and just stop him right there, have him fall over, greatest SWAT at the rim ever. There's that kind of block. How about I'd like to be the person who blocks Pablo Sandoval's way to the dessert bar. Giants fans used to be that type of person. I wish I could get in between him and that sundae he's eating. Hey, maybe you want to, maybe you're the one who wants to block Kawakami on Twitter because he blocked you. So you can block anyone in sports. You can interpret how this block happens any way you want to. Have a little fun with it. The more clever, the better it gets. And then finally, since our topic today is stuffed, we got a lot of guys who have put off, 100% put off their Christmas shopping, their holiday shopping, and they got to play a lot of catch up over the next 9 days. 9 shopping days left until Christmas, Gianna. 9.
That's it.
That's it. So everyone could use a little bit of an inspiration, a good idea. Give me a good stocking stuffer. That extra, the other gift. What's a good stocking stuffer? Tell me who it's for. Why you think it's a good stocking stuffer. Maybe it's something that you got that you really liked. It can be practical. It can be impractical. It can be something that makes people laugh. It can be something that people really need. We asked Tony Bruno earlier. He's going with phone charger.
That like portable pocket charger, though.
Right.
That's essential.
The pocket charger that you don't need any access to an outlet. It's like the pocket charger carries the charge. You plug it in your phone. Now your phone's charging. It's a good idea. I don't know anyone who doesn't have a cell phone. I don't know anyone whose cell phone doesn't run out of juice. Although I will say this. I know people who are like incapable of putting more than one bar of juice on their cell phones.
Really?
Oh, my Lord. I don't understand. How can your phone be almost dying every time you go to use it? Like, don't you have something called sleep at night where you plug your phone in right. And wake up with a charged phone the next day?
For the most part, yeah. Interesting. So,
there it is. Your Tuesday trifecta is all laid out for you. The topic is stuffed. When's the last time you said, I'm stuffed? I don't need to hear another word about it. And you've had it with a topic, subject, player, avenue of sports. You can block anyone you want. You can stuff them. How, who, why? That's all for you to come up with. And a good stocking stuffer idea. Every single guy and gal listening could use a Christmas gift idea right about now. Not grandiose. That's why we're calling it a stocking stuffer. This isn't a December to remember event. A stocking stuffer. Pause.
Baby, baby, baby.
Respect.
Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby.
I'll tell you what makes a great stocking stuffer. James Brown's greatest hits for a whole generation of kids who just don't know. When we come on back, the trifecta begins right after we tell you a little bit more about the Guardsman Tree Lot Party coming up on Saturday. Stay tuned. This is the Damon Bruce Show, and your Tuesday trifecta is next.
The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. We're back with the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Look at this. All the lines blinking, ready to go. Kind of like a tree lot party. See what I did there? We're about to get to the Tuesday trifecta. But first, many of you know I'm a guardsman. We did show from the Guardsman Christmas Tree Lot. I wanted to bring in a couple of guys, so you're not just hearing it from me, but two really good friends of mine. Nima and Jordan, both guardsmen, we joined the group at the same time, and we wanted to use this opportunity to invite all of you to what really is the best party in San Francisco during the holidays. The Guardsman Tree Lot Party is this Saturday. Nima is single-handedly, with a cast of thousands, preparing this whole thing. And tell us a little bit about this party. Good to see you, man. How are you?
Great to see you, Damon. Always great to see you.
So tell us about this party, because I feel like if I'm going to sell it, people are going to think you're exaggerating. You just tell them what you're planning.
Well, it's funny you say party of the year. It's actually been scientifically proven to be the party of the year.
Sabermetrics,
yes,
proven it.
Yes, you saw that. I gave you the records of that.
And look at it this way. This party's so awesome, Billy Bean has traded it to Toronto. Go ahead.
Small sample size.
Thank you.
Thank you. And so it is the 3-4 years in a row party of the year, San Francisco. We're going to have a lot of people there. We have VIP sections. We have open bar, dancing. We have dancers. We have stilts. We have surprises. I mean, there's so much I could tell you. I just don't know if there's enough time to say it all on
one show. It is a wonderful party, and the money goes to a great cause, the Guardsmen. How many, like 3,000 people are coming? Is that what it is? We cut this thing off at some point, don't we?
Yeah, we got 3,000 people coming. We got 500 Christmas trees. You'll be partying among the trees. It's going to be exceptional.
So, Jordan, for those who don't know or for those who are tired of me saying it, would you please explain to the people what the Guardsmen are, who we are, and what we do?
Of course. We are a group of volunteers that raise over $1.8 million every year, send 2,500 at-risk youth to camp, and provide participating scholarships.
So that's what you hear from me. It's the real deal. It's a great cause. It's been around San Francisco since 1947. It's this Saturday.
This Saturday night, starting at 9 o'clock, we will be selling out. So you might want to hurry up and get over to treelotparty.com.
Treelotparty.com. That's where you go. You can buy your tickets there. And if you stick around the end of tonight's show, I'll be giving away a pair of tickets. So there you go. Reason to listen, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
It's that kind of banter back and forth that makes this special. Nima, Jordan, great to see you guys. Thanks for coming on in, representing the tree lot, the party, the guardsmen. Great to see you. Stick around.
Thanks, Damon.
Thank you, Damon.
It's officially time. Do it.
And suddenly over the loudspeaker, I heard...
Trifecta.
Triple.
Trifecta.
With a triple.
Trifecta.
It's the Tuesday trifecta. One topic, three questions. Now, here's Damon Bruce.
Thanks again for being patient with me, my charity, my friends, and a great party.
It's a good cause.
It's a great cause. It's a great cause.
It's a crazy, crazy fun party.
That's an awesome party. So, it's officially time for the Tuesday trifecta. First man in line, we have David and Campbell. David, thank you very much for the call. Our topic is stuffed. Give me a time when you have absolutely had it in sports. Don't need another word.
Thanks, DB, for taking my call in first. Just props for being involved in such a great charity. That sounds like it's really awesome.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. So there was a point this year when I did not want to turn on ESPN ever, 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 because all I was hearing about was Deflategate.
Ugh. Did that topic not wear out its welcome maybe faster than any other topic in football history? Gosh, God. You can block anyone in any way you want to in sports. How you blocking?
It's going to be a very traditional block of a Mama Chewbacca dunk by the LeBron James.
Nice.
And the reason is, because after he falls on the ground after the big block and he gets stuffed, he's going to put out his arms like he's looking for a hug, and he's going to get that look on his face like he just kicked his dog, and the ref is going to look at him and say, you got stuffed, buddy.
Nice, nice. Give me a good stocking stuffer idea.
Gift card to your favorite restaurant. For me, it's Chipotle, but you can't go wrong. You're always looking for a few bucks extra to go out to eat. Why not Chipotle?
Thank you very much. I do believe they're spreading Ebola. Like,
I think it's E. coli or something like that.
I think it's the Ebola, E. coli something.
They've gotten past it, I'm pretty sure. But you know what? I'm sure they like the plug, too.
Did you see Frank Comiskey today pledge his undying love in sickness and health to Chipotle?
To Chipotle. Chipotle's good. I like it. It's pretty good.
Again,
a good quick
your
crap, stop, stop,
your
stop.
Your burrito.
Yeah, no, no.
What you've represented in the world of burritos the last 2 days has me questioning a lot of things.
You just wait till those tamales get here on Monday.
You're going to need a little muy caliente something soon. Mike in Castro Valley. Mike, how are you? The last time you were stuffed on a sports topic.
Man, when ESPN kept covering the Michael Sam thing, and they were talking about, like, the problem with him, like, shouting with his teammates, like, how is that all going to... It was just so stupid. I was like, man, come on. Like, it was just ridiculous, man.
Can you block anyone? You can do it any way you want. How you doing it?
I'm going to switch it around a little bit. I want to go in for a Mama Chewbacca dunk, have LeBron James try and block me. I shove it down on him, like, when Scottie Pippen dunked on Patrick Ewing and then shoved him into the stands. And I get an and one, and I look at him, and I scream in his face, just and one as loud as I can, like Kevin Garnett, and just bang my chest.
Thank you very much. By the way, Kevin Garnett was, like, screaming at the guy he dunked on, the team that employed the guy he dunked on.
The European bench warmer, like everyone. He just loved yelling at people.
He's screaming at the woman who's bringing drinks to the class row. He's screaming at the guy at the scorer's table, the play-by-play guy, the cheerleaders. Good stocking stuffer idea. What do you got?
If you have a woman in your life, go over to Victoria's Secret, get her some nice, you know, panties, put them in there, and it's a happy Christmas for you and her. Danny, before you let me go, I want to ask, whatever happened to the rabbi that used to call in? I missed that guy.
I don't know. I would hope that, I was really hoping that we'd hear from him, especially during one of the eight crazy nights. And we have not heard from the rabbi in a while. We wish him the very best, and we think he's fakakta mashugana for not calling in. Thank you very, very much. This is Jonathan in San Francisco. Jonathan, when's the last time in sports you said enough is enough? I'm going to say enough is enough right here. Let's go to Derek. Derek's calling from Jersey. Derek, you said enough is enough when?
When people don't answer the phone when you call them. No, I'm just kidding.
Thank you. No, you tell. That's how I'm feeling right now. What is it?
Steroids, baseball, and the Hall of Fame.
You can block anyone in sports. How you doing it?
I'm blocking Bill Belichick from wearing a hoodie and winning another game.
Give me a good stocking stuffer idea all the way from New Jersey. Please don't say Springsteen tickets.
It's Ghirardelli chocolates.
Oh, well, I mean, we got that all over here, but those are nice. You put a little in, nice little sweet tooth. That's a good idea. It's a good idea, a little something to snack on.
I like it.
This isn't a main present.
No, it's a stocking stuffer.
This is supposed to wow the family.
It's in addition to.
A little something.
Yes.
The Booster, calling from San Jose. Booster, when's the last time you've had it? You've been stuffed?
You know, Damon, I'm going to jump on that train that's going with this Patriot stuff. Every single football season, it has to do with the Patriots this, the Patriots that, Tom Brady this, Tom Brady that. I'm just done with hearing the Patriots every single year.
Block anyone in sports any way you like. How will you dramatically block someone?
I'm blocking Billy from trading every single good A's player that we get on the roster so that we can have a championship team.
So you're blocking the trading block?
I'm blocking his trading block. No more trading. No more trading away our good players.
Give me a stocking stuffer. Give me a stocking stuffer.
I'm going to go with, for the guys, maybe a pack of golf balls with your little favorite team logo. Or for the ladies, maybe a little pack of candles or something.
Not bad. Not bad. Thank you for working both genders into the stocking. I like that. You know, golf balls can be a gender neutral gift, by the way.
Yeah, they can.
I wanted to say that
they
before someone angrily tweeted it at me. You know, the ladies got teased too, D. Bruce.
We like golf.
It's real simple. Guy or gal, fan of Team X. Anything with Team X's logo on it pretty much works. Coffee cup. Scarf. I don't know why I said it like that. Scarf. Scarf.
Headphones. You can get earbuds with your team logo on it.
Well, unless, of course, you're hoping to pick that up from the New York Giants and you brawl in the locker room because some player took yours.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. When we come on back here, it'll be to wrap up today's show and give away our pair of Tree Lot tickets that we'll have. So stick around. This is the Damon Bruce Show.
The Damon Bruce Show. Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Well, we're at the end of this fine program. As long as you loosely interpret the word fine. We're wrapping up with a couple more Tuesday trifecta calls, and then we will let you know how you might be lucky enough to head to the Guardsman Tree Lot Party this Saturday on me, on us, on my buddies Nima and Jordan. Let's go to Zach in San Francisco. Zach, we continue the trifecta with you. Our topic tonight is stuffed. When's the last time you were absolutely stuffed enough is enough on a sports topic?
Dan, how you doing? It's going to be hearing about Josh Johnson or Cespedes and their productivity and how good they're doing.
You can block anyone in sports in as clever a way as you want to. Who are you blocking?
All right. Nothing against the station, but I want to block my urge to listen to preceding programming on 95.7, David, because they do not bring it like you do.
Oh, that's very, very nice of you. Thank you so very much. All my colleagues now hate me more, and you especially. Let's go to good stocking stuffer idea. Give me one.
Oh, this is the curveball, Damon. I never thought this would be. It's on my list. The new Justin Bieber CD. I'll take, comments up here.
Okay. Well,
for, your teenage kid?
I'm going to take your word for it, and I'm going to probably put you on the let's not hear from Zach in San Francisco list anytime soon list. Hey, look, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you the new Bieber CD stinks because, number one, I haven't heard it. And number two, there's no way that doesn't suck.
Well, you know what? I've actually heard good reviews about it. I'm being honest.
Really?
Yeah. Like, people who've listened and bought it say it's pretty good.
Well, there's like a point where someone's got to grow up, right?
Yeah. I still think it falls in the, if you have a teenager in the house, buy it for them.
I'm pretty sure he waxes.
Okay.
Seems like a guy.
I can't even respond. He still feels like a kid to me.
Here's the there was a point where, Justin Timberlake grew up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
And he did all right. He's got some great jams.
You feel good about that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I like JT.
Are you coming to the Tree Lot Party, by the way?
Sure.
Two VIP tickets?
Okay.
You and the hubby?
Sure. Night out.
Or you bring Elena? Elena, you want to come? You in?
Okay, Elena's like, yeah.
You want a man? Oh, I'll set you up with a man.
It's raining men.
Hallelujah. Yeah. All right. Done. You're coming. Bouton Vixen. Going to get a piece.
Sweet.
Good times. Do I know how to take care of my show or what?
Yes, you do.
Danny, you got to stay at home and play with yourself. Sorry. You're not coming out.
Just like you're not getting a present either.
I meant video games. Let's go to Sal in Livermore. Sal, Tuesday trifecta. Last time you said enough is enough.
I'm going back to 2001 AFC Divisional playoff game, the Tuck Rule.
You don't want to hear about it again?
Never again.
I know Raider fans who were upset when they signed Justin Tuck because they just didn't want to hear the word.
Nice.
You can block anyone in sports. How you doing it?
I'm going to block Abby Wambach because I'd like to be the person that is known to block that kick, her last kick.
Okay. I didn't know we were going to get a women's national
women's
team
soccer, yeah.
Comment cool. here. It feels forced. I'm not going to lie. Stocking stuffer, give me an idea.
Bruce Springsteen concert tickets for a buddy of mine.
That's cool. If you've never seen The Boss, he officially brings it. Hopefully he doesn't pick your show as the let me play seven songs off my new album show.
Oh,
that show sucks. But otherwise, The Boss is awesome. I just want him to come out and play Hungry Heart for 3 hours.
Born in the USA?
You know what? Here's the deal. Like, in the world of Springsteen songs, like, keep that and give me 10th Avenue Freeze Out instead.
I don't have a good Springsteen knowledge.
No.
So, sure.
I'm a little disappointed in you.
No, you're not.
Oh, yeah. You
no, you're not.
You don't know how to eat a burrito. You don't like Springsteen. Kind of American, are you? Raider Pat and Alameda. Raider Pat, let's go. Last time you said enough is enough.
Enough is enough about hearing about Jim Tomsula, Jed York, and Trent Baalke.
So basically, you've had it with the Niners. You're done.
Exactly.
You can block anyone, anyway, anyhow. How you doing it?
Okay, I'm blocking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the Oakland Raiders and Barrett Robbins in Super Bowl 37.
Basically, what you need to do is block Barrett's access to Tijuana. That's really what you need to do more than anything else, right?
Exactly.
Good stocking stuffer idea.
I'm going to put everyone on some game here. Here's what you do. On Black Friday, when everyone's going for the TVs and the gadgets, you go get you some pairs of socks and underwear for 60% off. You get as many as you can, and you stock everything. Stock the stuffers. Great gift.
That's not bad. It's practical. Maybe not sexy, but it's practical.
Everyone needs some.
So Mom sent me some cookies. Christmas cookies.
Delicious.
And she sent them to the station because last year she sent me a Christmas present that was returned to sender because I wasn't there to sign for it.
Oh, no.
So this year she sent the cookies to the station and she wrapped the cookies in fresh white T-shirts because she's always upset that I don't have a fresh white T-shirt on.
That's very
if she
sweet.
Could have wrapped my if she could have wrapped the cookies in a haircut, she would have. If she could have wrapped my cookies in a shaved neck, she would have.
Aw.
This is.
It's too much for her.
This is the war my mother's been raging her entire, the little hair on the back of my
I
neck.
Gotcha.
She wants that thing clean shaven like it's a stripper.
Do it. For your mom.
I usually do. All right, that's all the time we have. If you're on hold, I'm sorry we didn't get to you. Next time you'll call in a little bit earlier because you've learned a harsh lesson. Now, I'm sorry you had to learn such a harsh lesson, so let me go ahead and give you a little gift. And by the way, we should have mentioned this during the Tree Lot promotion. The Tree Lot is a 21 and up event. You must be 21 years old. So, caller number 5, at least 21 years old, I'll see you at the Tree Lot party. We got a pair of tickets for you. 888-957-9570, caller number 5. 888-957-9570, and we'll see you Saturday night at Fort Mason Festival Pavilion. It's this Saturday at 9 o'clock. Hopefully you can make it. 888-957-9570 for the rest of you. treelotparty.com. That's where you'll find tickets and information. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks to Tony Bruno and Adam Kaplan for joining us. As always, Danny, Gianna, Elena, Obotone, Vixon. Thank you to all of you. And thanks to all of you for listening and calling in. Fun show today. Zachariah and Towny coming up next. Until then, please do remember, sports don't build character. They reveal it.
And like that, he's gone. Gone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.